Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Like today from Dubai. Ria, I tried to film something yesterday at Koh Samui Airport where it was too loud. So I have been traveling so much. I had to come to Dubai last minute. So I flew to Singapore to Dubai. So today I'd like to speak to you about intention. So I'm a little bit tired. I arrived at 2 o'clock. So I had about, now let's say 5 hours of sleep. And my intention to come here was specifically for my own startup project. And when you are intention driven and you're quite conscious on why you do things and why it is good to do things, even you may feel like I don't want to do it, it's going to tire me out. And it is okay, because once you put the intention into place and there's a reason, you will be protected by the divine creator, universe, life, whatever you want to call it. And it is also, when you have an intention doing something, you need to always question yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Many of us are not aware why we do things. And if you're not aware and conscious, we are not aware of the consequences and the repercussions of what we do. The intention, when we call it in the philosophy of yoga, bhavana, the intention is key on anything you do in life. Because your subconscious mind comes to the surface. Why do we do things subconsciously? And sometimes we cannot explain why we choose things or why we do things at that time in space. But in the future, everything will unveil and it will reveal what really was the reason why we did things. Intention is key. Like when you, for instance, when I coach or when I lead a group of yogis, we set an intention, a bhavana. What is it that we would like to learn at that time and space, at that given moment? And we always are learning. This is key. This is very important for us to understand. We are always learning. And if you have the willingness to learn and you have the openness to learn, then everything flows easier in life. For instance, I found out when I landed last week in Thailand, oh, shoot, I need to go back to Dubai. Did I want to? No. I mean, I'm still recovering from the lumbago. But as I mentioned to you guys last week, the lumbago had to happen because it revealed something that unintentionally was there, that came out of my subconscious mind, and it needed to be healed. It came up to the surface. So the last thing I wanted to do was to fly 12 hours again. And as much as I love traveling, and as much as Dubai is really my second home, and people will not understand that, but if you have lived here and you have seen it evolve and how it has grown to something that is really spectacular, because so many cultures live on one spot and they all live together, they work together, they collaborate. And if you see this, then you understand that this place is pretty fascinating because people can open up. Human beings are open for collaboration. Anyways, it's a different topic. So coming back to Dubai, flying crazy different hours of flights, spending that money as a startup owner. I am frugal. I'm watching every penny. Even though you maybe see me in five-star hotels, I mean, I have to go to an investor conference at the Bulgari. It does not mean that I live a lavish lifestyle or a glamorous lifestyle. I'm a sole entrepreneur who has a great team of collaborators and board of advisors. And we have a vision, we have a purpose, we have an intention that we put into place. But it does not mean that I'm super spoiled, entitled, and I have a very glamorous lifestyle. I'm very grateful that I can spend time with my friends in Monaco and with their children. I'm very grateful that I have the means to stay in Thailand for 5 months a year. And I'm very grateful that I can come to Dubai and I have a great friend who welcomes me at her home. But it does not mean that I'm splurging money. I'm watching every single penny because I have an intention. I have a purpose. I understand what is it that I need to do, what my calling is, and what I have to do to be that version of myself and remembering that power that I have within. And there are moments, I tell you, that I question that intention, that I sit in tears and I wonder, what the heck are you doing? You spending money, how are you going to deal with this? And I just trust, I have certainty in the creator, divine universe, and in my purpose and in my intention. So be aware this week, what is it that drives you? And what intention is behind each action, word, and thought, and what you put out there in the world that you share with your fellow team members, with your crew, with the people around you, with your loved ones, with your family? Be aware of your intention. Is the intention to harm someone? Or is the intention to protect yourself, to set your boundaries? Or is it the intention to be open and act from an open heart consciousness? Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.